The president-elect made news on a number of other fronts today. Our John Yang was in the room this morning, and he joins us now from Trump Tower. So, John, as we said before, it's been a long time since Mr. Trump had had a news conference, almost 6 months. Before you tell us what more he said, give us a sense of the room, the scene.
It was in the lobby here at Trump Tower, the pink marble lobby of the tower. It was standing room only. 2 hours before the session began, all the seats had already been claimed. Reporters, photographers, camera crews from all around the globe. And it was as if there was a pent-up demand to ask questions of the president-elect. And Mr. Trump did not disappoint. In addition to all the big headlines that you've already talked about, he made news on some other fronts, on Obamacare, for example. He said he wants to move quickly to repeal and replace at the same time, even though some key lawmakers of his own party say that may be hard to do. He says he's going to unveil his own proposal as a replacement as soon as Representative Tom Price is confirmed as his Health and Human Services Secretary.
So the easiest thing would be to let it implode in 17, and believe me, we'd get pretty much whatever we wanted, but it would take a long time. We're going to be submitting as soon as our secretary is approved, almost simultaneously, shortly thereafter, a plan. It'll be repeal and replace. It will be essentially simultaneously. It will be various segments, you understand, but will most likely be on the same day or the same week, but probably the same day.
Now, that Price nomination has run into some headwinds over questions about his selling and trading health care-related stocks while he sits on the Ways and Means Committee. Some Democrats say they want to know if he profited from insider information.
Now, another area where he made news had to do with filling that vacancy on the Supreme Court after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia almost a year ago, during which time Republicans did not go along with President Obama's nominee.
That's right. And folks may remember that in September, during the campaign, Mr. Trump released a list of 21 possible nominees. He said today that he's already begun interviewing some of those candidates, and he said he'll make his nomination to fill the court vacancy within 2 weeks after he's inaugurated.
John, he also spoke about the issue that really helped launch his campaign, building the border wall with Mexico.
That's right, that signature issue of the campaign. He said that Mexico is going to pay for it one way or another. He said he doesn't want to wait and negotiate with Mexico about how they're going to pick up the tab. He said he wants to start building right away, and Vice President Mike Pence is in charge of making that happen. And then, he said, he'll negotiate with Mexico on picking up the tab.
And finally, John, he and his press spokesman had plenty to say about the press, about in the wake of the story today about the Russian intel report on him.
That's right, Judy. It wouldn't be a Trump press conference without a little press bashing. Interestingly enough, he started out by saying how glad he was to be there holding a press conference. He sounded almost nostalgic for news conferences. He even credited news conferences for winning the nomination for him. But then things turned tense later in the session. When he refused to take a question from Jim Acosta of CNN, CNN has been reporting very aggressively on this allegation that Russia has compromising information about the president-elect.